USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Students around the world are planning a school strike today to protest government and business inaction on climate change. It's expected to be one of the biggest environmental protests ever. It comes as the United Nations is getting ready for a climate action summit this upcoming Monday. It's going to focus on sticking to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, which President Trump has pulled the United States out of. After over 1,500 high-water rescues in the Houston area because of heavy rains and flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, officials are telling people to just stay put.
We need folks to stay off the road. If you're uncomfortable at work or somewhere else where you were stuck, you'll be a lot more uncomfortable on the side of the road. It's very dangerous, and as it gets dark, it'll be harder for folks to get to you.
That's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration sets a record for deportations. Figures from the Department of Homeland Security show nearly 385,000 deportation cases between October of last year and this past August, well above the 341,000 deportations for all 12 months of the 2018 fiscal year. The total for the 2019 fiscal year will go even higher after deportations for the month of September are added. The FDA launching now a criminal probe into the vaping-related illnesses that have sprung up across the United States. At least 530 cases have been reported so far, including 8 deaths from this problem that has not been nailed down yet. The FDA, though, will be looking at the chemical composition of vaping products to try to figure out what exactly is causing these illnesses. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The next town hall event for the Democrats who want to be president, scheduled for October in Los Angeles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview.
9 Democratic presidential candidates are scheduled to take part in the CNN-sponsored town hall event that will focus on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and entrepreneur Andrew Yang declining the invitation to the town hall, citing scheduling conflicts, according to CNN. The participating candidates will each give a 30-minute interview to one of the various CNN anchors. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation is billing it the Power of Our Pride. It coincides with the 31st anniversary of National Coming Out Day on October 11th. It will air live on CNN from 7 p.m. Eastern to 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the 10th of October. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing after pictures surface of him wearing blackface as a young man. Trudeau says he has no plans to resign, and he promises to continue his campaign for re-election in October.
Two similar incidents have also come to light. Trudeau talks to reporters and says he didn't realize how hurtful his actions were at the time.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.